Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk this morning Rappahannock Regional Criminal Justice Foundation and a really interesting event that they have planned for Friday the 31st. The Bridge to a Brighter Future is what it's called, and we will get into all of that in just a few minutes. But we have a bunch of people here this morning to talk about it. First of all, Candy Stewart's with the Academy. I'll start off with you with you, Candy, about the Rappahannock Regional Criminal Justice Foundation.
Okay, well, you know, I work at the Academy. I'm the financial officer at the Academy. And a long time ago, when Mike first came in, we determined that we needed to figure out a better funding avenue, and the foundation came into being. But along that, at the same time, we realized nobody knows where we're at. Nobody knows that this police academy is back there and that we train 40 some odd people. Nobody knows what we do back there. And so we started thinking about this aspect of getting out to the community. So one of our main goals over the last 3 years has been to try and get a better image of law enforcement and the foundation, through the foundation, out in the community. So that's part of what birthed this event. I wanted to get kids into the building. I want kids to have positive experiences with law enforcement officers. I want parents to see that we're back there and that we actually do. There's a training aspect to law enforcement. And so that's what birthed this event.
And that's what the Academy is all about. The Academy itself is over in the Lee Hill Industrial Park, right next to the food bank.
Yep,
if you know
absolutely.
Where the food bank is, it's in that in that neighborhood. But yeah, the Academy just does terrific things. And when you a lot of times you'll see police cars in this area from other localities. Those are officers being trained at the Academy.
Yep, we have. We have 38 agencies that come, like we do Orange and Culpeper and Fauquier County, and then Spotsylvania, Stafford, Goochland, the Kings, King William, King George, King and Queen, all the way down to the Bay. And it is a very broad area of a catchment area, very large. And so you would see a lot of people from like King William. Why are they here?
Right.
Or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Academy's been there, has been in this area in providing training for a lot of years. And the foundation is something relatively new, like you said, just to try to raise money to be able to do more things.
That was in 2016. We started the foundation in 2016. And initially what we were doing, we did a couple of little community events, like a bazaar kind of thing on the track, and had people come in and what have you. But we small potatoes. We were buying, you know, refrigerators for the student rooms, the student break room, water filters or water stations. We've paid to have rooms repainted and refurbished. We've, you know, that kind of thing. And so we're looking to do a little bit more. We recently added, the Academy recently had to add a firearms range out of necessity, not out of want. And that's another thing. The foundation has helped support that.
Yeah.
We have a foundation group that has helped support that specifically.
Yeah, no, that range has been, it was just over the years in watching the fundraising for that, and that is just such a terrific facility. The Academy itself, having gone through and seen different, but boy, the type of training that officers get is just such top of the line. And I've done some of the simulations with them, and boy, it really, you really understand what officers go through.
Yeah, I think that would be one of the things as a foundation member that I want people to understand that. They are not going out on the road with no education. They get practical exercises. Why am I arresting this person? You know, can I arrest this person? You know, what is taking all that training and adding it, putting it into a practical exercise? It's really been, I've been there since 2001, and it's been amazing to watch the number of people that I've seen come out of this and do really good things. I talked to one of the students that's in the current basic class that was telling me that he left a job where he was making six figures. And I said, to come do this. And I said, what did you do that for? Man, that's, you know, you're making a lot of money. What did you come here? Because I know you're not making that now. And he said his heart didn't, he wasn't fulfilled. Making six digits. But this, being in the community, being able to help people, being able to serve is what does it. And we have so many people that come through the academy that are like that. To me, it's just amazing.
Yeah. Mike Harvey, the director, has been a frequent guest here when we've talked about the work of the academy. This is the first time we've really talked about the foundation. So looking forward to that and this event that's coming up. We're going to get into that in just a second. Tracy Purchase is the assistant director. Tracy, it's always great when people come and they have a shirt that either has their name or their title on it. So now it's perfect. It's perfect. Welcome for somebody like you that in an event like this, of where you're going to be offering kids so many things to get ready for school and to really get out into the community. That's got to be exciting. It's kind of different than you know what you're doing day to day.
Absolutely, it is. And this concept really isn't new to me. You know, in previous jobs that I've held, we did something similar to this, to where we had kids in the community and their families to come and take advantage of getting school supplies, getting things that they need, whether it be haircuts, whether it be clothing. We basically offered everything. I am just excited to see this here for the first time and to be able to offer this to this community.
So how did you get to the academy? How does one become an assistant director at the Rappahannock Regional Criminal Justice Academy?
Well, I spent 27 years in law enforcement, working mostly within the jail environment. And after that, I applied here, and my experience has basically gotten me here thus far. And also, my contacts with the community, things of that nature, and just knowing that Richmond and Henrico community well, that actually prepared me for what I'm experiencing right here.
The last person that we have that's going to be participating this morning, Kirsten Purcell, is with Handshake in Heels. Talk about what you do. What an interesting name for your company.
Yes. So I own a recruiting and hiring firm. So I teach companies how to hire better and how to retain their employees.
Have you been doing this in this area for how long?
So I've been in this area for about 5 years. I've been doing recruitment and hiring for over 14 years.
Boy, that is something that all organizations need. I mean, you're really providing a great service.
Thank you. Yes, it's right now in the job market is wild on both sides for candidates and job seekers as well as companies. So the problem is really just matchmaking. That's what I'm doing. You know, and some companies can't find talent that can start something as small as a job description. Your job description doesn't attract talent, you know, and so making little tweaks like that, that's what I do.
Interesting. Where did the name come from?
I get this question all the time. So my major in college was fashion merchandising. I love fashion. It's my background. I love it. High heels. I've always worn heels. I love high heels. And
I didn't notice. You have them today?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. It's part of my brand, Ted. It's part of my brand. and then your handshake is your first impression. So, you know, I'm the handshake in the heels.
Great. What a great, you combined it all. That is terrific. We're going to take a break and come back and jump into what is happening on the 31st. It's called Bridge to a Brighter Future, and we'll get into it this morning and talk all about it on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Candy Tracy and Kirsten in this morning from the Rappahannock Regional Criminal Justice Academy Foundation, and we're here to talk about an event that they are having on the 31st from 3 to 7 at the Criminal Justice Academy. Candy, I'll start with you with this one. How did you decide that this is a back to school event is what it is?
Right. Well, I mean, I kind of came up with the idea that I wanted to do it, but I really didn't have. I mean, this is in my heart, doing something for the community. And school supplies is a great way, because we know that there's a lot of kids out there, a lot of families that are struggling right now that need the help. But I had met Kirsten through the Live to Lead, and she had told me, hey, I'd be happy to help with any event, if you do an event. So I said, hey, you want to meet with me and let's talk about this? And let me tell you, it was the best thing ever, because she walked into my office. We sat down.
With her high heels.
With her high heels and a hug. We didn't do handshakes. We did a hug. And she walked in and I kind of laid it out for her, and she started going, well, let's do this. Let's do this. I know this person. I know this person. And so she was really very integral in pulling this, helping me pull this all together. I already knew I wanted to invite to do this in conjunction with the food bank. And so we had already kind of talked to the food bank about doing it. So that was one direction I already
Your
had.
Your neighbors.
Yes, absolutely. And their footprint in the community is so big that they brought a lot of people into this. Kirsten brought a lot of people into this. I reached out to people at the academy. And so this has really become a huge, in my mind, much bigger community event than I had originally anticipated it being, because we joined forces.
So, Kirsten, this had to be fun to put together, especially if you're somebody who knows people, and to be able to put an event like this together that can really have an impact on the community.
It was a lot of fun. I love putting events together. Like Candy mentioned, Live to Lead was a big one. We do it every year for the community in Fredericksburg. But event planning and just making those connections with people, yeah, that is so fun for me. You know, meeting new people and, you know, just connecting those boxes, matchmaking, if you will. You know, it's kind of
Absolutely.
In my blood. yeah. So, you know, that was just a no-brainer for me. This is an amazing event. You know, let's help get the word out. And I know so many people that have come on board with us that have that same mission and mindset.
We'll get into all the different groups that are involved as we go along this morning. But boy, these kind of events, and you go to them and you really see firsthand the needs in the community.
Yes.
A lot of times we just think we don't know until you go to something like this. And it really becomes apparent.
You're in your own world, you know, and you don't really necessarily see everything around you, and you just go through your day to day. But realizing, you know, there are kids out there that, you know, that don't have school supplies and that need them. And there's, you know, let's do something about that.
Yeah.
And we were really adamant that we wanted to make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
We added the bike rodeo. Food bank is bringing cornhole. We're going to have a dance group, you know, we're going to have door prizes. All you have to do is be there. And we have 4 bikes to give away, different size bikes to give away. So, I mean, it's just, it needed to be fun, and it needed to be, you know, meet the needs of these kids that, you know, everybody's invited, but we really had a group of kids that we feel like we really want to meet their needs, help meet their needs.
No, there are a number of these kinds of things going on, and they're so needed. And I would guess, Tracy, from both the foundation and the academy, you talk about an event that does get you out in the community. This is a great event to do that in.
Absolutely, and we are definitely looking forward to it. We're looking forward to meeting our neighbors. We're just looking just to connect with people, to let them know, as was previously stated, that we are here and that we do care about them. You know, we are more than just a law enforcement agency. Mm-hmm. Right. We want to be a little bit more to the people in the community, and also to see what other needs that we may be able to assist them with in the future, so that we can collaborate. Because I know that this collaboration that we have with Kristen and Miss Candy, it's been phenomenal. It has been phenomenal. And to see the support not only that we've been getting from the outside, but also inside.
Yes.
Because the students in our academy, we put out flyers, and we actually had Miss Candy to go up and talk to the students about it. And it was impressive what they bought. Mm-hmm. Just they bought 4 bikes alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
By themselves, and then they bought all kinds of school supplies, because they too know what, you know, how important it is to invest in our community, the communities that they're going to be serving once they're done with the academy. So we are so looking forward to this event.
What a great story, though, Tracy. That is that shows, because they didn't have to do that. They could, you know, I'm in school, and you know, leave me alone, and I'll do this when I get involved with my community. But they're doing this now.
Here's the really interesting thing about that group. I went up and explained the foundation, and I said I challenged them to get me 1 bike, just 1 bike, and maybe some volunteers to help. And then I had 1 bike, and then I had 2 bikes, and then there were 4 bikes in my desk. And then I had helmets dropped off and boxes of school supplies. And they just went above and beyond to reach out to this community. So, and I've got volunteers coming from them on a Friday. And one of the guys approached me. He works with a group called EarthQuest, and he has condors. He does condor education. He's bringing his condors.
Well, how cool is that?
Yeah, I know. I can't wait to see it. So, yeah.
Well, that makes you feel good about the future. I mean, these are future law enforcement
officers. Yes, they are.
Officers.
Yep.
And again, people that didn't have to do this, but got 4 bikes just alone, and that's what. So, are you still looking? Is there can the community still get involved? Are you still
absolutely
looking? Are you still looking for things?
The food bank brought us 5 pallets of school supplies, so we have some school supplies. We need more wide-lined and college-rolled paper. We need more scissors. We need more glue. We need more crayons. So what we have currently, we have 100 backpacks, Spreading Smiles has helped us with 100 backpacks. We'll have bags. But we do have a QR code on our website, rrcjf.org, that they can look at and see what other additional things we need. But each of the community resources is contributing a door prize. You know, local companies like Sheets and Wawa are contributing door prizes. The students sent us door prizes. So I think what we need at this point is school supplies, continuation of school supplies.
And that's where people or organizations can get involved.
Absolutely.
And add to this.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, if they go on the website and they scan the QR code, it goes right to Amazon.
Thank you for that.
And Amazon, they can just basically select how much that they want to give. And from there, they just choose what they want to be able to participate. They buy it, and it automatically comes to us. So we would really appreciate if they would just take a look at that.
I got my first box from Amazon. I got a box from Amazon yesterday with my name on it. And I went, I didn't buy anything from Amazon. I opened it up and was like, oh, crayons. Yay. I know what this is.
Well, and that's the thing. I was just going to say, so between now and next Friday, you'd like to have the Amazon truck coming over to the academy a lot.
Yes.
with those kinds of things,
and
it's so easy to do that.
Yes, and even like a cash donation, Classic Cars, which is also on our little circle there, right
there,
next to food bank. They sent us a donation, and to help out. So, and King's Dominion is sending us hot dogs. You know, everybody is just helping a little bit. So I just am really I'm overwhelmed by that.
This has turned into a much bigger event. When, as we had talked about this before you came in, Candy, I had just a thought of, oh, a nice little. This is going to be a nice little small thing. There are some, you've got a lot of stuff.
So, you know, we have this big room at the Academy, the auditorium.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, we'll have all the inside stuff on the in the auditorium, and we'll have the bike rodeo out on the track. And then I got Disability Center is sending two tables, Habitat for Humanity, the Food Bank is doing SNAP enrollments, the GAD Youth Center will be there, Zoe Freedom Center, the Lions, Fredericksburg Host Lions, will be doing vision and hearing screenings, Department of Health will be there, Love Thy Neighbor from King George, it's a food bank out there. They're all coming, and all of a sudden I'm like, I don't have enough room to do school supply giveaway inside the auditorium.
Isn't that great?
I'm going to move it out into the hallway so that people will go through the auditorium, and then they'll come out the hallway and get their school supplies. And it's great. And so it's just wonderful. It's kind of fun.
So the two things here, and we'll get into more of this when we come back. But the two things here is you wanted, if people can donate, but also tell people and make sure that the people come to this, that especially people that need this.
Absolutely, we want every and anybody to come and to enjoy this event. If you want to volunteer, if you know of a family who might need something, yes, please come and bring friends. So we want as much as community involvement as we can get.
Is there a place people can get more information on this? Or
on the website.
On the website? Just go to the
rcjf.org.
Okay. Quick break. We're going to come back. Candy, Tracy, and Kirsten here this morning to talk about this event, A Bridge to Brighter Futures, is what it is called. It is on the 31st from 3 to 7 at the Rappahannock Regional Criminal Justice Academy. Quick break. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's just about 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
We are learning about the Rappahannock Regional Criminal Justice Foundation this morning and this Bridge to a Brighter Future event that is supplying school supplies July 31st, 3 to 7 at the Rappahannock Regional Criminal Justice Academy over by the food bank on Lee Hill Drive. And we'll give the details and talk about where you need to go and all of that before we get out of here, too. Candy Stewart is here. Kirsten Purcell is here. And Tracy Purchase is here, all talking about this. So Kirsten, as you were putting all this together, as you and Candy started out doing this, has this gotten bigger than you even thought? Or, I mean, these are the kind of events that are in the region and are so useful. But this one really seems to have grown quite a bit.
It has. I remember when I first got that call and Candy said, let's set up a meeting. I want to, you know, pick your brain. I was like, So, you know, of course, curiosity. So I remember that first meeting, just you and I just sat down and started brainstorming. Yep. And I was going through my Rolodex in my brain of who I could, you know, involve in this. It evolved into they're going to provide haircuts. Faded Foundation, Mr. Antoine Carey is bringing his crew, and they're going to provide haircuts for anyone that needs it.
And that's such a huge thing, because especially when you're talking about going back to school, supplies are one thing, but also a haircut is a big deal.
That's confidence. That's the confidence in the kids. They look good. They feel good.
Yeah.
You know, they're ready to learn. you know? So, you know, and of course, the Fredericksburg Food Bank has been a huge contributor and partner with the foundation. Clean Images is going to be doing our photography, Mr. Tyrone Brown. Riffian Investments is helping us with raffle and with volunteering, Mr. Joel Griffin, myself, and then Spreading Smiles at Renato's, Elisa and Tom have helped. So it's gotten big, but it's really special to see the members in the community really step up and see who's really, you know, behind something like this. It's amazing.
I was just going to say the everybody you mentioned has been through here and talking about various things that they're involved in. For them to all, you would really have an all-star group here.
Well, we absolutely
100%, yeah.
And this is a great community, because when there are needs or when situations like this develop, people will say, yes, I can provide that.
Yep.
And especially this time of year.
Yep. And all you got to do is ask. You know, that's something that we've realized.
It's, I know.
You know, just ask.
That's what I was just going to say, because when Candy said, I thought, you, Kirsten, are a great person, a great friend to have, because when you've got the Rolodex of people that you think, let me reach out to them. And this is a good example for people that want to put community events together of getting the right people.
And I was born with the gift of gab, so I talk to everyone, you know, so it's a blessing, and, you know, it can be interesting, you know, but I love it. You meet new people every day, and like I said, connecting people, just one introduction, one email, can change someone's life.
And your one email connected me with two people. You know what I mean? You would send me an email, and then that person would say, let me get you in contact with so-and-so.
Well, it's a domino effect.
Yeah, very much a domino effect.
The community, it's just, the community's been amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Now, this is going to be fun to see how this develops, and especially Candy, just with the kind of, with just having the foundation and the Criminal Justice Academy itself. It's a great partnership.
It really is.
And it does introduce people to what, because a lot of people don't know what goes on over there.
Mm-hmm. I lived out at Lake of the Woods the first 15 years before I started working at the Academy. I never knew the Academy was even there.
Right.
And we are a very large Academy. Mm-hmm. We're like, there's out of the 11 regional academies in the state of Virginia, we are like in the top three. And at one point, we're even higher than that. But the point is that we're this big academy, and we're these little two, now three, tiny buildings. You know, and we do a lot of training in those two tiny buildings. And I just never even knew we were back there.
Yeah.
And people tell me that all the time. Well, I didn't know I was back here. So, but I go, we're by the food bank, because everybody knows where the food bank is.
Yeah. Well, Tracy, I feel like, especially in an event like this, and just the buy-in that you've gotten from the Academy students just can't be overlooked.
Oh, yes, it most certainly cannot. But I'm not going to just say it's just the Academy students. I have actually had the privilege of, I believe when I went to Live to Lead, I actually met a couple of people there. And one of the women I met there, her name was Miss Arlene Goss. And her and her husband, they run a program called the GAD, the Youth Foundation. And she asked me, can you come and teach the kids? Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, yeah, I can come and teach. I really didn't know what I was getting into. Mm-hmm. But I sat there, and I actually bonded with these kids. And I wasn't there once. I wasn't there twice. I actually came back, I think it was three times. And every time I came and I saw them, they started opening up. They started talking. They started saying what their needs were. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, yeah. You know. And then I was like, I talked to Ms. Goss. I said, well, what do you think? You know, we're giving this. What do you think about bringing their parents, having everybody come? And, you know, I see how they live. Now they get to see how I live. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is a wonderful tie-in to the community with getting, you know, folks together like Miss Arlene Goss and her youth program and any others that may have something similar. So yes, the Academy, we are truly trying to make headway into this, but I also feel like other people are also trying to make inroads, mm-hmm. and we just need to come together mm-hmm. so that we're basically stronger together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, when you look at this, that this day has the potential to be more than just, this is going to be more than just passing out school supplies. This all of a sudden kids will get the supplies and more. And who knows? Somebody down the line could say, you know, some family can look and say, you know, it turned around for yeah. our kids when we went to that event.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. because we are hoping to have you know, law enforcement officers there, the law enforcement community, whoever may want to come out, and that way they can give kids that impression and say, hey, this is not just how life as you see it currently can be. You have choices. There are roads that you can have. Also, and there'll be resources there as well that they'll be able to tap into. Not only will we have haircuts, but we'll have SNAP enrollment, we'll have activities, we'll have different ones from the community that they can actually reach out to, who will actually be on site, that they can get different resources from.
I had that circled. The SNAP enrollment, because yeah. Kirsten, I look at that and I just think those are things that a lot of times you hear from people, well, I didn't know how to sign up, or I didn't even yep. know I was eligible for that.
Yep.
And that's a game changer.
It is. And having multiple resources in under one roof,
yeah.
you know, is huge, because, you know, you think about things so simple that we, you know, can just drive to, you know, wherever, you know, the mm-hmm. the government center, drive to the grocery store. Some of these people don't have that capability.
Right.
And to provide multiple resources where they can literally walk around to different tables and get information that they've so needed is amazing. You know, it puts everybody in one spot.
You pick up a flyer for somebody that, and a lot of times you go to these kinds of events and you'll yep. come into, you've mentioned some organizations that I've never even heard of.
Yeah.
And there's those kinds of things.
Yeah. Well, the GAD Youth Center, Tracy mentioned Miss Arlene. And
yeah. I'd never heard of that.
Yeah. And it's a program they have, it's summer camps. You know, I mean, some of those kids, you know, their parents, they don't have anywhere else for them to go. You know, and it gives an option, but they didn't know, you know. So here you go. We've got multiple options. Here you get a haircut. You can learn about SNAP. You can learn, you know, about the foundation, you know, meet police officers, ask questions, dance. I mean, there's just so much going on in this day from 3 to 7. It's just going to be so much fun. And school activity, you yeah. know, school supplies.
That's
and
right.
You know, of course. So. Yeah.
And I think that's, I mean, granted, I want to get all this out there. I want this, mm-hmm. the kids to get supplies that they need. I want the parents to have some support.
Yeah.
I just want them to have fun.
Yep.
I really just want yeah. them to have fun. So.
Yeah. No, when you described, Candy, the just how this has grown from, you know, just being in the auditorium to now
yeah.
spreading around. That's what makes this really exciting. This has become more than just a little event. This has become a regional event.
Yeah. And you know, I would love to see this expand next year. One thing that we didn't have this year, I just didn't get it soon enough, was a clothing distributor. There are people that we can work with in the community mm-hmm. that'll do that. Next year we will have that. And just anything that we can add to it, I just would like to see it grow and expand next year. And serve more people.
Well, and it all goes back to what both you and Tracy have talked about just getting the foundation and the academy out in the community.
Yep.
And this is a great
absolutely.
This is a great first step.
Yep, absolutely. So it has we have struggled with how to do that because there has been a negative
yeah.
Impression of law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And a lot of we have been working to dispel that, and I think this is that event. Thanks to Kirsten and all these, you know, people that are sponsoring it with us, I think this is going to be an event that will help dispel those negative connotations.
Candy, you're the driving force, though. Let's, you know, you're being very, very humble. But Candy, this is your event. Yeah, you know, you've got the heart of gold.
Candy contacted me months ago and said, and this must have been in the early days. We're talking about this. It was kind of like, can we depend on you to help us get the word out kind of thing. And nobody says no to Candy.
She has a way of saying things, and you're just like, man, I'm going to – anything, whatever you need.
Totally. Yep. Because this was going to be – I was just going to do a video with Candy. And Candy wanted to do a right. Candy, she said, I can bring some people, and we can come in.
Yeah.
And there was no saying no to Candy.
Yeah. Nope.
Hey, it's a group effort. That's all there is to it. It's a group effort. So, and I think I like that most of all. I love that one little idea, and one person shared it with another person who shared it with more people, mm-hmm. who shared it with more people, and that it all just came, all is coming together that way. Because really, I mean, I'm not law enforcement, obviously. I just do admin stuff at the academy. But I have an affinity with them, and we are community servants. We, law enforcement, are community servants. But because law enforcement has to police, it sometimes doesn't seem that way. It doesn't feel that way in the community. So it's a big deal to get community in here.
This is a great example, though, of how to pull something like this, make your event bigger. And Kirsten, you're really your role in being able to get people involved and letting them see their role in this, that we all can play a role in this.
Yeah, it's just connecting people together, you know, just connecting the pieces. And like Candy said, it's a team effort, and getting the right people involved and spreading the word and volunteering and helping with donations. It has grown exponentially, and we're able to offer this event for free.
For free. I was just going to say, we haven't mentioned that.
Free.
Free. Yep. Free of charge.
Yeah. Yep.
Nothing you get there will cost you anything.
Just show up.
Show up. Let us love on you for a little while.
And
because
especially,
that's basically what it is.
Yep. Give you some resources. Let the kids have some fun. Take a little stress off, you know, worrying about school supplies and other resources. Yeah.
And especially if you're really having a difficult time with wondering how am I gonna get my kids ready for school.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I actually had experience with that growing up myself, where, you know, I was with a single mom, and it was a struggle to raise two girls, you know, and get them what they needed. And every little bit helped, you know. Sometimes, you know, family would bring clothing, and then, you know, aunts and uncles would bring the pens, the paper, the pencil. And, you know, just looking back in the 80s, 70s and 80s and thinking what an event like this would have done for us to take some of that pressure off my mom.
Yeah.
You know, looking back and saying that would have been something that she would have been like, it's a godsend. So that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to be able to help the community and take some of that pressure off of that single mother, that single father, or families that are just struggling in general, just trying to make ends meet. So.
No, and try to go out and buy paper and pens and all the things that you need for school. And for if you've got several kids, it adds up.
Oh, absolutely. That's a true statement. Mm-hmm. We just are trying to alleviate some of that stress on these parents.
So again, Candy, if someone wants more information, they should go to
www.rrcjf.org. There is a QR code on the latest blog there. And you can get more information. They can also call me. My number at work is 540-479-1223. And I would love to have a conversation with you if you're interested in coming, if you want to know if this is appropriate for you, if you want to help, if you want to donate supplies, just give me a call.
Quick break. We're going to wrap this up. Candy, Tracy, and Kirsten here this morning. Great show. Great event on the 31st from 3 to 7 at the Rappahannock Criminal Justice Academy on Lee Hill Drive in Fredericksburg. Bridge to a brighter future. We'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
What an awesome show this morning. Rappahannock Regional Criminal Justice Foundation has been our focus, and they're a bridge to a brighter future. It's a school supply event, but it's also just way, way much more. Kirsten Purcell is in her real life is a Handshake and Heels. Check them out. Tracy Purchase is the assistant director at the Rappahannock Regional Criminal Justice Academy, and Candy Stewart is you're like finances or something, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I'm finance.
Something you would never imagine that you're like a numbers person. And
I am a numbers person.
You've got such a great personality.
Oh, thank you. I'm not a numbers person. Actually, I would prefer to do this.
the event itself, this is Friday the 31st from 3 to 7 at the Academy, 3630 Lee Hill Drive. If you know where the food bank is, or just put the food bank in, it's right next door to the
right
food bank.
Right next door. You will not miss us. We're also going to work on putting a sign out at the end of Lee Hill Drive before then so that people know it. But
yes, if you're on Tidewater Trail, you'll see it.
And I would just say, if anybody's interested in learning more about the foundation, our website is up and running, and our event page is beginning to fill up. One of the things that we have going on in August, on August 17th, we're having a blood drive at the Academy, and so we would love to have more people. I have about 10 people out of the 35 that I need on the list, so okay. I'm definitely looking for more donors. And again, call us. Go to the website, and you can get a hold of me through the website, or email us, whatever your contact information. But Ted, we've had so much fun.
Oh, this has turned into such a great event.
Yeah.
Such a great event. RRCJF.org. If you want to get more information, RRCJF.org. Kirsten Purcell, this really is a great example of just a few community members getting together and turning something, a great idea, even into a bigger idea.
Yeah, it started as a little conversation and has grown exponentially. Yeah, I mean, I can't even, the people that I have reached out to that have just, I mean, without hesitation, yes, when and where, yes, what do you need? Yes, donations, yes. It's been truly amazing to see that.
It's great. This is especially if you're a person as far as getting involved in it that wants to get involved in the community. This is a great way to do that and to reach out.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Whether you are looking for resources, whether you want to volunteer, whether you want to donate, like Candy had mentioned, our Amazon wish list. You can go there and it sends it right to the Academy, so it goes right into Candy's hands. That's a way to help out if you can't physically be there in person.
But hey, if you don't have kids and it sounds interesting to you, come anyway.
Right.
Really.
Right.
Come say hi.
Yes. Just volunteer.
Yep.
I'll put you to work.
Fill the goal for the next week is to fill Candy's office. So
yes,
by the end of next week.
I would love to post a picture of that. Love to. Of a full office. So.
And like you've said, Tracy, this is something that can impact everybody. No matter whether you're a participant, whether you're someone who's just involved, you're handing things out.
Absolutely. Like I said, we need as many hands as we can. As was previously stated, if you don't have any kids and you just want to stop by and just say hi, please do so. If you want to say, hey, let me help you with that, we'll be happy to have you. So please just stop by.
July 31st, 3 to 7 at the Rappahannock Regional Criminal Justice Academy, 3630 Lee Hill Drive, and right next to the food bank there, and all kinds of great things. It's called the Bridge to a Brighter Future. If you want more information or to still get involved, rrcjf.org, rrcjf.org. And it's free. We've not said that enough. It is free. Thank you, Kirsten. Kirsten Purcell, handshake and heels here. Tracy Purchase, the assistant director at the Academy, and Candy Stewart, the finance person at the Academy. RRCJF.org. It is free. Thank you all.
See you soon. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.